Welcome to Big Country 99's Farm Focus, brought to us by Steve Moody, First Home Bank in Mountain Grove. At First Home Bank in Mountain Grove, they appreciate area farmers and understand the importance of farming in our community.
Hi there, folks. I'm Dr. Dan Thompson. Thanks for joining me today on Doc Talk. Today, I don't have a guest, but I am a professor here at Kansas State University's College of Veterinary Medicine, and I'm the Jones Professor of Production Medicine and Epidemiology. And my job takes me throughout all the different aspects of the beef industry. I work with ranches. I work with stocker operators. I work with feedlots. I work a lot with the packers and then eventually work with some of our bigger retailers of beef products. And one of the things that keeps coming up, whether it's animal welfare or antimicrobial resistance or issues or sustainability, is how we wean calves. And one of the things you might think of, well, how does weaning calves have anything to do with antimicrobial resistance? When we wean calves properly and they go on to have a change of address, so they go from the ranch to the feedlot, proper weaning decreases morbidity and mortality at the feedlot level, which then decreases the amount of antibiotics that are utilized. We don't use metaphylaxis or mass treatment of calves that have been properly weaned and preconditioned before arriving at the feedlot. And when we have decrease in morbidity and mortality, you can see how we can assume or jump to the decrease in antimicrobial resistance issues, where we can look at better animal welfare when we properly manage these cattle before they go to the feedlot. And then you can see how the sustainability of our industry, as we continually try to improve the welfare, the judicious use of antimicrobials, and then can market that forward to the retailer, to the consumer, so that they understand that we continually make improvements throughout the beef supply chain. Now, typical weaning occurs in beef calves when they reach 220 days or about 7 months of age. We have two different types of weaning, which we would call traditional weaning or early weaning. And traditional weaning is going to occur, again, at that 7 months of age. Bigger calves in the fall when we typically wean, when we start to run out of grass. When we look at early weaning, that would be defined as calves that are weaned at 5 months of age or less. It's only 9% of the cattle in the U.S. are early weaned or even weaned before 170 days, which would be even a little bit later. Early weaning versus traditional weaning, why do we do these types of things? I think it has a lot to do with your cattle, a lot to do with the amount of grass that you have, and it has to do with the cow herd type that you have. When I start to think about weaning in the fall versus weaning in the summer, it would have to do a lot with the available forage. Most of the times when we see early weaning, if you're in a drought-stricken area, a lot of times those cows will go ahead and wean the calves themselves just because they can't continue to support the calves through milk production and lactation. But you need to watch. The old adage on grass is take half and leave half. And so when we look at our grass resources and we look at when we're going to pick the timing of weaning, we need to be able to make sure that if we've taken half, it's time to take the cattle off the pasture. It's time to either wean the calves or move them to a new pasture. So making that determination, early wean versus late wean, is something that's vitally important to sustainability.
This has been Big Country 99 Farm Focus, brought to us by Steve Moody, First Home Bank in Mountain Grove. Thanks for listening.